afternoon, everybody. This is Ken Lavin with The Crude Life. We are live here at the wonderful and amazing, always spectacular NAEP show down here in Houston, Texas. I have a very prestigious guest with me, and I'm going to make sure I say this right. Scott St. John of Reagan Smith. Yes. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, Kevin. That's good. Yes.
All right. Well, guys, I want to introduce you to a new guest on the show. Like I said, live here, as you can see behind us, the amazing show going on at NAEP. And I want him to tell us a little bit about what you are, what you do. And then I've got a couple of little teaser questions for you at the end. So we'll go from there. So give us a quick rundown about what you guys are.
So thanks, Ken. So Reagan Smith is a third-party consulting firm where we primarily are in the federal and Indian space of permitting wells and assisting our clients through the various environmental and regulatory tasks that are associated with any kind of development on federal land, such as BIA, BLM, Forest, Bureau of Rec, those kind of things. So we guide our clients through that tedious process from a land perspective and an environmental protection perspective as well.
Okay. You know, it's interesting you mentioned that, and I was going to pull this up. There was something straight from your website. It actually talks about what they do, and one of the things that really jumped out to me, it says, your experienced team is specialized in archaeology, animal science, rangeland management, mapping, title, forestry, and environmental science. That's a lot.
Well, it is, Ken, and let me tell you why. So when you have a project that has a federal nexus, meaning does the federal government touch it in any way? Was there funding from the federal government? Mm-hmm. Are you on federal lands? Are you drilling through or penetrating federal minerals? Mm-hmm. Any kind of federal nexus that's associated with that project, you have to go through a process called to comply with, and that's through the National Environmental Policy Act, otherwise known as NEPA. You'll hear a lot of people talk about NEPA compliance when we talk about a federal project. And what the NEPA compliance is a broad scope, but you have to comply with all of the federal regulations that's associated with that. For example, the environmental the ARC side of things is the National Historic Preservation Act. You have to comply with that.
Yeah.
So we have archaeologists on staff that ensure that an ARC study is done. We do all the necessary studies and reports for that project and submit it. Also, we've got an environmental arm that we do a biological evaluation with. We have to analyze any endangered species under the Endangered Species Act. So there's a large range of disciplines that fall under NEPA. And a lot of people don't realize all of the different facets that are required when you have a federal project. And a lot of times we get this question from our clients of, hey, I'm on private land. Why do I need to, and I'm drilling through federal minerals, why do I need to do all these environmental studies? Because I'm not on federal land. Well, it's that federal nexus. You're drilling through and you're producing from those federal minerals. Mm-hmm. So that's where sort of the federal government has their tentacles in everything. Mm-hmm. And you have to comply with all the regulations and laws with that. So,
well, I can actually speak to a personal experience. I was not involved as in-depth as you are, but we were actually working on a well. I was still very young in the oil field, and we actually had to shut down and go home because we were on Indian territory,
okay,
and they had actually found remains.
There you go.
On location, and they had to shut down because of that. So is that almost identical to what you're talking about?
Absolutely. So any kind of so even though there's an ARC study that's done and there's shovel testing, we're not talking about a full ARC dig that people kind of think of in their mind. But you do a pedestrian survey and you're looking at the ground, and there's things that can be missed, especially when you haven't done really digging yet to build your location. And in the instance of that, if you find remains, and I know that there's been several projects we've been involved in You know, it may not be human remains. It may be lithographs or arrowheads or something like that. You and I'm dumbing this down quite a bit, but you would have to cease further, you know, construction activities and come in with a new ARC survey and really you may have to move the location. You may have to abandon that location altogether, mm-hmm. just depending on what's out there. So absolutely, that's one of the that's one of the things associated with drilling on federal lands or having a federal nexus associated with your project.
So all these years, and now I fast forward to today, I'm this day old now knowing yeah. that you guys were the one behind everything on taking care of all that and doing that. So that I'm impressed. That's very neat. Well, I will take that and I will parlay into my four questions I was going to ask you.
Great.
And okay, so here's my questions for Reagan. So what are your plans for 2022?
Look, Ken, here's the deal. Oil is at 90. Our plans for 2022 is we want to help the industry, and we want to make sure that our clients and any future clients that have drilling plans to drill on federal lands. I know there's been a lot of backlash from the Biden administration. There's been a lot of things that, you know, he stopped the leasing for some time, and then he stopped actually putting out permits for some time. But look, those doors are open now. Our plans for 2022 are, let's get everybody in. If they have prospects that they want to drill that are on federal lands, don't be afraid to do it. We can help you through that whole process anywhere in the country. It's the same process. You know, we want to get everybody prepared so that they are ready to drill when things are right. And I think right now we're seeing prices, and we're seeing some loosening up of the banks and private equity coming in again, where get your stuff ready, get your drilling plans ready, and let us get these projects ready to go and get them permitted so that when you're ready to go, you're ready, and we've got you there. So.
Could you say drill, baby, drill?
That's right, drill, baby, drill.
All right, I like that. All right, so that comes to number two. What do you feel the industry needs to get behind this year?
I think the industry, again, I'm going to kind of take it back to kind of where we are, what the climate is as far as what the industry is facing. And obviously, it's facing a lot of backlash. It's facing a lot of, you know, it's demonized to a large extent. Mm-hmm. And I think really what we need is we need a balance. We need a balance from the standpoint of good stewardship of the land with strong development. And with that comes responsibility. And I think that's where what the industry needs to get behind. And I think we're seeing that to a large extent. We're seeing, you know, people take more interest in you know, methane emissions and those fugitive gas. I mean, those kind of things, you know, we all need to be aware of and really put our best foot forward as an industry to really take note of that. And as that gets better, the industry, I feel, will be on better footing and will be less demonized, because we do need oil and gas. It is the energy. It is the main energy source to run this country. And I know there's been a lot of talk of wind and solar, and those things have their place too.
Sure.
Let's not demonize those, but at the same time, let's just focus on what the oil and gas industry can control, and in large part they can control, being better stewards and developing things more cleanly.
I love it. I agree 100%. Number three, we've seen amazing growth this last year in our industry. Can we expect to see more? And I'll kind of parlay that in, do we expect to see more growth out of you?
Sure. I think absolutely. You're going to see 2022 be an explosive year. I think we're seeing commodity prices show that. And when those prices rise, the industry can do a lot of good things, and I think as far as that goes, we're going to raise our bar from the Reagan Smith perspective and be ready to deploy our human resources to foster that growth. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what we're focused on right now. We're early February of 2022. You're going to see a whole different landscape at the end of this year with the growth of the industry. Clearly, we're needed. I think what's going on over in Europe and the Ukraine and Russia. I mean, you know, we need to be primed to help our allies out over there with importing gas and oil and making sure that our allies are taken care of.
I love it. I agreed. I couldn't say it better. That was perfect. All right, last and final question. We've seen what is I went to number three. Number four, last one. Lastly, anything you would like to say to the hardworking men and women out in our industry to motivate them for 2022?
Yeah, just what I would say is just keep going. I tell my kids this all the time. When you're down and things aren't working right for you, just put your head down and keep going. I know my daughter always says, Dad, I know what you're going to say, but yes, just keep going. I was talking to a good friend of mine down there on the floor. He hit some hard times and he's been talking about all the different things he's kind of getting into now. And that's a great example of he has continued on. He's keeping going. He's looking for opportunities and within the industry, and there's all kinds of opportunities out there. Just got to find them, put your head down, work hard, and keep going.
Awesome. Guys, keep going, keep working. And my son, if you're listening too, keep going, keep working. He just said it too. I'm just saying. Guys, look them up. Reagan, look him up as well. What is actually a great way for them to get in touch with you guys for your services and how they can get in touch with you?
So go to our website, ReaganSmith.com, R-E-A-G-A-N, Smith.com, all one word. It explains everything, how to get in touch with us there. You can email me at sstjohn@ReaganSmith.com. That'd be sstjohn@ReaganSmith.com. Those are the easiest ways to get in contact with us, and we look forward to working with you. We look forward to making your projects go and seeing things happen.
Perfect. Scott, thank you so very much.
Okay. Thanks,
very,
man.
Very much appreciative. All right. Guys, look him up, and we will see you on the next one.
Thanks.
Bye.
That was easy.